3. The fog and low clouds had returned by the time I rolled out of bed that morning. Kittyat had not. Nothing to be worried about, I assured myself as I did my requisite 10 minutes of push-ups and abdominal crunches. Cats go missing all the time, and Kittyat was definitely a cat. He would often vanish for the day, venturing who knows where, returning that night as stealthily as he disappeared. I would come home to find him dozing on his favorite branch of Mrs. Schmulewitz's oak tree, the one overhanging my hammock, or atop the purple-colored refrigerator in our garage abode. In fact, all of the fixtures in our apartment were purple and second-hand. They'd once been owned by a fading rock star, one among many who reside in and around Rancho Bonita. His career had gotten a big bump after appearing on one of those celebrity rehab shows, allowing him to remodel his McMansion. Mrs. Schmulewitz snapped up his Funkadelic hardware for next to nothing at a yard sale.
"You don't see colors like that in nature," Mrs. Schmulewitz marveled as we watched the movers she'd hired unload the toilet and kitchen sink in the alley that day. "They were practically giving them away. Can you imagine?"
I could, easily. Anyone could have, with the possible exception of Mrs. Schmulewitz, who was recovering from cataract surgery at the time. I finished my exercises, threw on a clean white polo shirt emblazoned with my flight school logo, laced up my Merrells, and went looking for my cat. There was no sign of him anywhere in the neighborhood. Mrs. Schmulewitz emerged from her back door as I returned through a side gate. She was wearing lime green Nikes, pink satin running shorts, and an oversized T-shirt illustrated with a drawing of Muhammad Ali flattening Joe Frazier. With her bird-like legs and profusion of spiked, thinning hair, this week's color, Harvest Gold, she could have easily been mistaken for Woodstock from the cartoon strip.